Twins and Indians from Cleveland on Friday. Adalberto Mejia starting for Minnesota. Trevor Bauer getting ready for Cleveland. In the top of the second inning, it's Eddie Rosario at the plate. There's a man on third and one down as he steps in against Bauer.
As Rosario breaks his back, grounds one past the diving Bauer. This will score a run. Kipnis bare hands, no play. Everybody's safe and a run is in. It'll go as a single for Rosario. Kepler scores, 1-0 Twins here in the second. Seventh pitch of the bat upcoming. Rosario runs and the 3-2. A fly ball deep to right. That is way back to the seats and gone. Righty to righty. And the 1-2. A fly ball right center field. Jackson back. Jackson still going. Warning track at the wall. It's in play off the wall. Castro to third base. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate is going to be off the line. The slide. He's safe.
Big pitch coming up, and the pitch hit the left field line drive right to Eddie Rosario. Didn't even have to move. As Lindor lines out, they leave him loaded again. Through four, they get a couple of hits, leave him loaded.
That would be the likely move for Francona, and the 1-1. Line drive right side, base hit right field. Buxton rounding third, he scores easily. Dozier a three-hit night, his second RBI tonight, and the Twins lead 5-0.
Minnesota picks up just their third win in 11 meetings this season against the Indians. Brian Dozier goes 3-for-4, drives in a pair. Jorge Polanco, 2-for-4, 2 RBI. He hit his seventh career home run. Three of them have come off of Cleveland's Trevor Bauer. So the Twins pick up a shutout over the Indians on Friday. 5-0's the final. After the game, here's Minnesota manager Paul Molitor.
The trip is a little daunting as you head out when you're, you know, knowing you're going to face a really good team, Cleveland, as hot as anybody right now. They get off to a good start. It feels good. It feels good to get a win on the board against these guys, knowing we got Mr. Kluber tomorrow. So, Adalberto, probably not the, 5-2 hit, stressful innings that I had to endure, but he got through it somehow. He made pitches, and we left some guys out there, bases loaded after a couple hits and the misplay. But he got the strikeout and the line out. But, we hung in there. Dozier had a really good night. Polanco, obviously, a big home run. And the bullpen was great. Good to get Trevor in there and get his feet wet a little bit. And made it a little exciting with the double, but he got through it. So, just overall a good win.
With Mejia, what did you see from him in those big spots? Because it seemed like he was in those spots a lot. But what did he was able to do to kind of get out of those spots?
I thought his stuff was good. I think sometimes he tries to get a little, a little fancy, a little cute with his stuff. And he changes arm angle when he's making good pitches over the top. And, some of the counts that went, 0-2, 1-2, where he let guys back in and they battled, they fouled off some good pitches. But it seemed like he made some of his best pitches when he got to full counts. We were kind of joking about just start at 3-2 and let's go from there, But he did get big outs and he got 5-0. So it was, I think at one point I looked up, he had 88 pitches and he only recorded 10 outs. But somehow he got those, those last five outs over his next 12, 15 pitches and we moved on to the bullpen.
Bauer had your number this year. What was different tonight?
He still threw well. I think putting up all those zeros after the four spot and getting them fairly deep into the game. I think we had a little bit better plan. It didn't seem like we chased quite as much early. We took advantage of some fastballs that he left over the plate. I think when you look at Polanco's at bat, falling off some tough pitches and finally getting a hold of the fastball, Dozier going the other way a couple of times for RBIs as well as the drive to center field. So I think he threw well. I just think we took advantage of a few mistakes.
Nice is it to see Polanco do some damage? He's been scuffling a little bit.
I was really happy that he responded from his error defensively and then went on and made some nice plays after that, which was good to see him, respond after the misplay in the first. But, I think he's working hard. We try to back him off a little bit and get him to slow the game down. I think he gets going fast when when guys know when they're scuffling. And, when you're young, it's just one of those things that you got to work through the mental part and stand strong and do your work and trust your preparation, kind of all the things you hear about all the time, but it gets tough when you're young.
To see a kid make his debut and go out there, and you mentioned there was a double involved, but to strike out his first hitter and get the zero on the board had to feel pretty good for him. What was it like to watch?
Well, it was good to see, you know, him live. You know, I've watched video and obviously seen him in spring training a few times. The changeup was good. Got behind one hitter and he paid the price. 2-0 fastball and the guy smoked it. So, but when he got ahead, he was able to make pitches and use it off speed pitches and he got us through the ninth. So, you know, I kind of went back and forth whether I wanted to try to burn Kinsler in a 5-run game and I felt good about having him ready if I needed to, if we needed to get in that situation. But it worked out well to get Hildenberger's first inning.
How comfortable are you with the pairing of Duffy and Rogers right now?
I'm definitely comfortable. It's one of those things that you hate to have to rely on those two guys all the time, but they've been money for the most part when they've had a chance to, you know, be our bridge from starter to Kinsler. And, you know, they get big outs. And when they pitch efficiently like tonight, it helps because they can come back more quickly. I think Duffy was under 20 maybe for two innings, right around 20. And you know, Rogers, as he, you know, does more times than not, he keeps his pitches down when he gets through an inning. So I'm relying heavily on those guys in games we've been winning.
Brian Dozier was a hitting star from Minnesota. He goes 3-for-4, driving in two, and talks about it after the game.
Well, it's a much-needed win to start a long road trip. We're joking. We're back on the road. We can start winning again, right? But we're playing loose. Everything's fine right now. And, you know, the big thing was how Mejia handled those jams. And, you know, he walked a couple of guys. I felt like he struck Kipnis out on that one inside, and then he rebounded right back and got an out. So hats off to him. I know 5 innings is big against a very hot ball club.
Trevor Bauer had your number, 3-0 against you guys this season. What type of adjustments did you make because you jumped him early?
Yeah, well, he's a heck of a pitcher. He elevates the fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. And we just wanted to score first and get off to a good start early in the ball game, and then we could be aggressive on the base path, at the plate, defensively, everything. And we were able to do that. So,
sure feels like a really big road trip. You guys have put yourselves in a good position. We're right before the All-Star break. 3 good teams, 3 tough ballparks. What does winning this game, the way you did it, do for setting the tone for a trip like this?
Well, obviously we've been winning pretty well on the road this year, and we started off, attaboy, we started off pretty well tonight. You know, you don't want to get the big picture. I know we got Boston, who's playing well, Kansas City, who's another hot team right now. But we got to win tomorrow, and that's the only thing we're really focused on. But Cleveland, heck of a ball club, but a chance to win the series tomorrow, which is good.
Great game by you, as always, and a nice win for your team. Congrats.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
On Saturday, Kyle Gibson takes the ball for the Twins against Corey Kluber of Cleveland.